when one of the tabloids revealed that three of the terrorists who'd blown up the National Gallery were members of the Deja Vu rock group Alienation. There was a massive demand for records and other memorabilia. Chicken Feet had planned carefully. He'd got four albums worth of material down on tape before the raid took place. The second single, Smash the Individual, was rush released. It topped the charts within a week of being issued. Chicken Feet had negotiated a massive advance on a book about Alienation. Meanwhile, his fiction had topped the bestseller list. With all the royalties he was due, he would soon be one of the world's richest men. Elizabeth was surprised when she discovered that Chicken Feet had never made a will. She had one drawn up in which he left everything to her. It was not even difficult getting him to sign it. She'd simply said it was necessary to take these precautions. After all, no one wanted the tax man to get Kingsley's slice of their assets. After Chicken Feet signed the will, Elizabeth dragged him into their bedroom. They took off their clothes. Chicken Feet lay on the bed. "Want to use the noose?" she asked. "Yeah," Chicken Feet replied. Elizabeth took the rope from under the bed. She put it around Chicken Feet's neck and tied the other end to a ring in the wall. Their sex life had been transformed since they'd started using the noose. It's well known that mild strangulation gives men a better orgasm and that a full hanging is the ultimate in cum culture. Elizabeth got on top of Chicken Feet and yanked on his shoulders. His cock stiffened as the rope bit into his neck. Liz eased herself onto his rigid member. Eventually it was sucked into her snatch. They began to pump up the volume. Chicken Feet had his arms around Elizabeth's waist. Her arms were tucked along his body. Her hands curled around his shoulders. She was applying a gentle downward pressure, which kept the rope biting into Chicken Feet's neck. They pumped up towards orgasm. Chicken Feet was intent on taking Elizabeth as hard and fast as possible, determined to plumb the furthest recesses of her mystery. His body shuddered as the rope bit into his neck, and then the pressure eased as he thrust his cock deep into Elizabeth's cunt. Elizabeth timed it perfectly. As Chicken Feet withdrew, she yanked as hard as she could on his shoulders. As the pressure snapped his neck, jism spurted from his cock, and Elizabeth could feel it flooding her insides. It was the best fuck she'd ever had. Chicken Feet was dead.